says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Thanks for tuning us in here on October 23rd, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next brief 60 minutes of Trump phenomena. And that's our subject, the Trump phenomenon, and that he is. He was phenomenal today. And I mean, of course, in the, using that moniker for the show, Trump phenomenon, I mean the word phenomenon in pretty much all of the senses listed in a Roget thesaurus. He is phenomenal. He is also a force of nature. He is something to be observed and studied. He is a phenomenon. Today, he exhibited that in an announcement that he made from the White House. I'm trying to remember which room it was. I think he was standing in front of a portrait of George Washington, my second cousin. And I'll try to get that up for you. I want to play that for you because what he said today about peace and war and the lives of our soldiers today from the White House was one of the most remarkable. It sets Donald Trump apart from all the rest. And it really does. It really is one of his most phenomenal performances. Just to kind of cut to the chase, and I'll get the clip for you here shortly, because what you want to hear Donald Trump, not my summary. But just to give you my understanding of what he said, and I'm going to butcher it just by summarizing it. But what he made plain is that he understands war and peace and the lives of our soldiers and the interests of America first. And that's why he, in a very gutsy way, he got us out of Syria. He defied the entire deep state, the entire swamp, the entirety of the Demon Rat Party, a big chunk of the Republican Rhino Party. And he let them have it right in the kisser today with his comments. It was just devastating what he said. And let me then just mention how, you know, in the scale of things, you know, I continue to say Donald Trump is the greatest leader we've ever had, the greatest president we've ever had. And let me make that point. Let me pick a president here as a yardstick against which to measure Donald Trump. I'll start with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, Donald Trump has more wisdom about the lives of Americans in his little fingernail than Abraham Lincoln ever had. Donald Trump today, and you know, in his pledges in the primaries and so on, he was telling us, I'm a peace president. We're going to get out of these irresponsible. Now, what did he say? He called them endless and ridiculous. Endless and ridiculous wars in the Middle East. Abraham Lincoln didn't get that. Abraham Lincoln didn't have that big, big heart of Donald Trump. Abraham Lincoln didn't feel dread and sorrow and anguish inside for the life of every American sacrificed because Abraham Lincoln was such a dumb ass that his answer to a simple act of secession from the South, or you know, a protest discussed by the South with the way the North was lording it over the South, his response was to plunge America into a war that cost way over 620,000 dead, beautiful Americans. Donald Trump would not have stood for a single one of those deaths. Abraham Lincoln didn't get it. He was one of these. What did Tulsi Gabbard call Hillary Clinton? The queen of warmongers? Well, Abraham Lincoln was a queen of warmongers. And you could go to other presidents. Woodrow Wilson getting us into World War I completely needlessly. We did not belong in that war at all in any way, shape, or form. Henry Ford got it right when he said, I will pledge my life and my fortune to ending this war. Henry Ford got it right. Henry Ford thought along the lines of Donald Trump. Charles Lindbergh's father, Charles Lindbergh Sr., thought along the lines of Donald Trump. He fought mightily to keep us out of World War I, then to get us out of World War I. World War II, dumbass war. Franklin Roosevelt, he loved that war. Oh boy, he was just drooling for that war. Donald Trump would have prevented it. Had Donald Trump been the president of the United States from 1933 on, that war would not have occurred. Had he been president of the United States during World War I, that war would have either ended much more quickly or never have occurred at all. There would never have been a civil war if Donald Trump had been president. And you can go back. We don't have a president as great as Donald Trump when it comes to understanding the value of human lives and peace and non-belligerence. Anyway, so we'll go there. I'll get that clip for you, and you'll hear it from Donald Trump's lips. Here's a clip here. Let me just see if I happen to have that clip. It was a brilliant thing he said today. Here's a picture. I think this might be it. Let me just see if I can get this to play for you. And if it's a good piece of audio, shame on me for not having this queued up before the show. But let's just see if this can work. Okay. And of course, I'm clicking on a fake news media YouTube clip. Always a dangerous thing to do, especially if you want something reliable. Okay, let me get the hell out of that. That was a mistake. Here we go. Let me just see what he says.
I've seen that a ceasefire.
Okay, here it is. This is just a part of it from Bloomberg, and probably is not going to have the gems that I want. But here it is. Just so you hear the president standing in front of a portrait of George Washington. Let me get the volume up for you. It's just 1 minute of this.
The last 5 days, you have seen that a ceasefire that we established along Syria's border has held, and it's held very well, beyond most expectations. Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that, but I do believe it will be permanent. I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th in response to Turkey's original offensive moves against the Kurds in Syria's northeast border region. So the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with over the last 5.
All right. So that was a piece of it, but it's wonderful news contained therein. But that little clip did not contain the wonderful things that Donald Trump said today. Let me try this clip. See if I get a little more lucky on this one. This time I'm going to another fake news source. And let's see. Oh, this is a longer clip. It might be better. Let's hope here. Because they love to edit out the good stuff. They relish that activity. And let us see here if I can get this to play for you. Here he comes. This is it. Here comes the president.
Well, thank you very much. My fellow Americans, I greet you this morning from the White House to announce a major breakthrough toward achieving a better future for Syria and for the Middle East.
And the world.
A long time. Over the last 5 days, you have seen that a ceasefire that we established along.
Okay, that's the part that you already heard. Let me go further. I'm just going to take a chance here and just drift, about 5 minutes into this, and see if he's in this gems that he spoke 5 minutes into this announcement. Just take a stab at it here.
There were a few that got out, a small number, relatively speaking, and they've been largely recaptured. I'm also sure that he will be issuing his own statement very shortly.
He's talking about, he's not there yet. I'm going to drift a few more minutes into this. Here we go.
Countries to come and take those fighters that the U.S. captured.
That's not it. So bear with me. There are gems in here.
And a country, the United States, has developed a very good relationship with, including President Erdogan. The same people that I watched and read giving me and the United States advice were the people that I have been watching and reading for many years.
This is it, folks. Hey, lucky hit here. These people, he's talking about these people. And these people are the rhinos, the neocons, the perpetual war people, the permanent war people of the Democratic flavor and Republican flavor. And Donald Trump gives them a dressing down. He gives them a smackdown in this speech today. This small announcement contains more wisdom than all the other presidents of my lifetime combined. Let me just back it up just for a moment here so you can hear that intro to what he's about to say.
And a country, the United States, has developed a very good relationship with, including President Erdogan. The same people that I watched and read,
here it is,
giving me and the United States advice, were the people that I have been watching and reading for many years. They are the ones that got us into the Middle East mess, but never had the vision or the courage to get us out. They just talk. How many Americans must die in the Middle East in the midst of these ancient, sectarian, and tribal conflicts?
Now, we're going to come right back to it, but just let that sink in. I know you're pinching yourself. Did I really hear this? Well, you should expect it from Donald Trump. But if you weren't expecting it, now maybe you can start expecting it. I have believed all along he is a peace president. This is what a peace person is. This man, every soldier America loses hurts Donald Trump personally. He doesn't want to lose a single man. His attitude towards you, if you're an American soldier, is the same as your platoon leader would be to you. You're his brother, and he is dedicated to keeping you alive. That's a real man. That's a real president. And he just said it. They're all talk. These Lindsey Grahams. And boy, I'll tell you, this is a gutsy statement from Donald Trump, because when Lindsey Graham is watching this statement on his TV, he knows that the president's talking about you, Lindsey. He's talking about you, Chuck Schumer. On the left, the demon rats, and on the so-called right, the part of the right that's not really right, especially on the question of peace and open borders, he's pointing the finger right at those George Bush Senior and Junior. All those Dick Cheney. And he says, I've been listening to these people for years.
After all of the precious blood and treasure America has poured into the deserts of the Middle East, I am committed to pursuing a different course, one that leads to victory for America.
Now, again, look at the genius of this man. Pouring blood and treasure into the deserts of the Middle East. Why does he say that? The Middle East is not just a giant desert. That metaphor, the deserts of the Middle East, what he's meaning is the moral desert, the civilizational desert. It is a desert. People that chop each other's heads off. Not much of a civilization. It's a desert, all right. We'll be right back with the president in this great statement right after this break.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yes, the forefathers' plan. Now, listen to this, folks. This is one of the most amazing statements of many that you've heard over this show in the course of years. I'm going to continue where we left the president, saying that we've lost blood in the sands, the deserts of the Middle East. And I was making the point, he's talking about a moral desert, a civilizational desert, a place where the way you settle accounts with people is cut their, get them on their knees, stand behind them with a big knife and cut their head off, and other forms of torture, and then do that in front of their families. This is not a place we want to be. This is not a, we want to get the hell out of there. It has nothing to do with America. And now listen to what the president says here. This, he says it all in just a few minutes. George Washington didn't have this wisdom. Abraham Lincoln, I dispensed with him. He didn't have it. Woodrow Wilson, forget about it. FDR, he didn't have it. Lyndon Baines Johnson, with the horror in Vietnam, man, he didn't have it. All those thousands of men dying for nothing. because Lyndon Baines, the murderer, the killer, Lyndon Baines Johnson has murdered people. That's how he rose to his power in Texas over dead bodies. He's a killer. He may have killed John F. Kennedy. But he's a murderous monster. We finally have a president who's a great moral man. And you hear it in this statement. Just listen. Forget about me. Listen to the president. Here he's going to talk about the desert and continue. He's going to say it all in 5 minutes.
And tribal conflicts. After all of the precious blood and treasure America has poured into the deserts of the Middle East, I am committed to pursuing a different course, one that leads to victory for America. Through much work, we have done things that everybody said couldn't be done. Today's announcement validates our course of action with Turkey that only a couple of weeks ago was scorned, and now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome. Congratulations. It's too early to me to be congratulated, but we've done a good job. We've saved a lot of lives. Most importantly, we have avoided another costly military intervention that could have led to disastrous, far-reaching consequences. Many thousands of people could have been killed. The last administration said Assad must go. They could have easily produced that outcome, but they didn't. In fact, they drew a very powerful red line in the sand. You all remember the red line in the sand when children were gassed and killed, but then did not honor their commitment as other children died in the same horrible manner. But I did honor my commitments with 58 Tomahawks. 8 long years after President Obama's ill-fated push at regime change, U.S. troops are still on the ground in Syria. More than 500,000 people are dead.
Now, let's digest that for a moment. All of you people out there that are having trouble with the 58 Tomahawks, what was the death toll on the 58 Tomahawks? And quite deliberately, that death toll was the target that Donald Trump strenuously sought to achieve by notifying the Russians of his targets and his timing so they could get all personnel away from the 58 Tomahawk targets. The total casualties, zero. That's a peace president. He was letting people know, I'm serious, don't mess with me. I have the firepower to reach out and touch you. I want you to know that, but I don't want to kill people. Obama, the Democrat, the dove, the nice guy, the humanitarian, you know, I'm tempted to say that famous word I use all the time, abbreviated BS. Over 500,000 dead people are the result of Obama policy. And millions of people have lost their homes. Listen to the president further. He gets it all. As no American president, none, never, from George Washington on, no American president has understood what you're about to hear.
Hundreds of thousands are terribly injured, and millions more Syrians are displaced. It really is a nightmare of misery. Across the Middle East, we have seen anguish on a colossal scale. We have spent $8 trillion on wars in the Middle East.
We'll pick it up right there after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Let's cut right into it here. Go back to the president. Let's go right back to the president's announcement from the White House. Let me find it where I was. And I'm going to resume right there. Let me make sure I get it right here. There's so much good stuff in his tweets today. And this is just one of them. Okay, here we are, resuming right where we left off. He says it all in 5 minutes.
Never really wanting to win those wars. But after all that money was spent and all those lives lost, the young men and women gravely wounded so many. The Middle East is less safe, less stable, and less secure than before these conflicts began.
Put that in your pipe, Lindsey Graham, and smoke it. And all of the rest of the war hawks who started out and must, under the surface, still be never Trumpers.
The same people pushing for these wars are often the ones demanding America open its doors to unlimited migration.
Put that in your pipe, John McCain, and smoke it.
From war-torn regions, importing the terrorism and the threat of terrorism right to our own shores. But not anymore.
And looking for titles to this speech, which will go down in history. If we win, folks, if we patriots win, of course, the winner is right to history. If the John McCain's end up winning in this, the never Trumpers, they will write the history, and Donald Trump will be besmirched. He will be lied about. Clips like this will disappear in the memory hole. But if we win, I think one title, possible title for this speech would be the "But Not Anymore" speech. But not anymore. And let's just hope that we can back up the president and it won't be anymore.
My administration understands that immigration security is national security. As a candidate for president, I made clear that we needed a new approach to American foreign policy, one guided not by ideology, but by experience, history, and a realistic understanding of the world. We are building up America's military might like never before.
Now he goes on to some other great themes, but notice how he tied his two greatest themes together there. Controlling our borders, defending our borders, and not spilling our blood for the damned border fights of other people. Two greatest themes, peace president and secure borders president. Just wonderful. Now I'm going to go into his tweets here in just a moment. Let me just check my caller board here and see how many people I'm thwarting from calling. Nobody so far, so that's good. Because the president has some tweets today that are simply stunning. What you just heard, one of the greatest utterances. What you just heard from Donald Trump puts everything in Washington's farewell address, which was not, in fact, spoken to Congress. It was a written address. But Washington's farewell address doesn't hold a candle to what, as great as it is, to what Donald Trump just uttered in person. Let me go to some of his tweets here. All right. There are some tweets here. They're just, I hope I get the real gems here for you. Get this. Listen to this. 8 hours ago, the president wrote this to you and to me. The never Trumper Republicans, think Mitt Romney, John McCain, though on respirators with not many left, are in certain ways worse and more dangerous for our country than the do-nothing Democrats. Watch out for them. They are human. There's one more word here. I love Donald Trump for saying things this boldly. They are human scum. Isn't that wonderful? No American president has ever called the real enemies of our country scum. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Nice Guy didn't work. And I don't think that these other presidents even got it anyway. It wasn't that they were being nice. They didn't get it to begin with. They are human scum, the president says. Let me find you another tweet. It's incredible. Today. It's all today. How can one guy do all this in one day? Here's another tweet. Three words. Four words if you count the apostrophe. Where's the whistleblower? Where's the whistleblower? How's that for a power pact? How about this? Find you another one. He does a salute today to Turning Point USA. If you don't know what Turning Point USA is, you need to investigate it and learn more about it. Created by Charlie Kirk, young guy, powerful thinker, powerful speaker, giant of a man. Turning Point USA. He loves Trump. Trump loves him. And Turning Point USA is mobilizing tens of thousands of college and high school students in chapters, in hundreds of chapters across America. What is Turning Point USA? Hey, it's a big chunk of the Trump movement. Donald Trump is organizing this movement. Donald Trump is the fire that has ignited Turning Point USA. This organized body of us, of we patriots. Let me find another one. Oh, here's that tweet 13 hours ago. Where's the whistleblower? And by the way, you know, again, I want to use the powerful words here. I'll just say BS. You know, this will be my third or fourth consecutive day without swearing. I don't know if I'm okay or not. Maybe I'm running a fever or something like that. Now I should be swearing at these points. Where's the whistleblower? Where's the blah, blah, blank, 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 blank whistleblower, blank, blank? Adam Schiff is the only SOB who knows who the whistleblower is, if there even is one. I mean, this is, you know, I should break into Twilight Zone music here. We're going to take the greatest president in American history, and we're going to hang him out to dry, impeach him, destroy his presidency because of a invisible and visible damned whistleblower who didn't blow a whistle, isn't a firsthand witness to anything, is just a person who quoted, who made comments in a letter derived from news media. That's not a whistleblower, ladies and gentlemen, by any definition. A whistleblower is a firsthand witness to a crime. Nothing short of that is a whistleblower. This is all BS, completely contrived BS with one criminal. Adam Schiff is a traitor. He's a traitor to America. He's a coward. He's a piece of crap. He says he is scum. Adam Schiff is scum. He's scum. And for him to be in charge of bringing down the greatest hero in American history is so ridiculous. It's so painful to even think about it. It's Twilight Zone stuff. I'll give you another one. But the president gives a salute today to Turning Point USA. At their recent rally at a university, which was held only because Donald Trump told all these damned university presidents, these pieces of scum in our universities, these left-wing crapolas who have taken over our universities, he said, "You keep this up, you SOBs, you keep this up, and guess what? I'm cutting off your money. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr. Left-wing commie rat. I'm cutting off your money, Jack." And guess what? They started letting Turning Point USA have their meetings. Donald Trump put the hammer on them, Big Bad John, with his 15-pound sledgehammer. He sent a message to those college presidents. And guess what? Turning Point USA is filling halls to overflowing. The universities aren't denying them rooms. They aren't calling them terrorists. They aren't saying you don't get first right. There's no First Amendment on this campus. To hell with that. To hell with American colleges and universities. All but a handful of them have gone down the toilet. Donald Trump single-handedly stood up to these SOBs. There's another one. And he did all this today, by the way. This is all in his tweets today. He said, there's a movement happening on these campuses like I've never seen before. He's tweeting this today, 13 hours ago. When you have 3,000 students wanting to get into an event that couldn't get in, that's pretty remarkable. That's Turning Point USA's event yesterday. He says, young campus conservatives are flocking to Turning Point USA and other conservative speaker events all over the country and in record numbers. And he says, Charlie Kirk says, I just want to compliment the president of the United States for signing that historic executive order a couple of months ago saying that any school that does not uphold the First Amendment rights of its students will lose federal funding. We have seen, as a consequence, a huge change in how the universities interact with us as a national and local student organization. Our students feel empowered. And that quote earlier, that was from Charlie Kirk being retweeted by President Trump. And he's met personally with Charlie Kirk. So there's a team forming there. There's a movement. Let's see. What else did he do today? God, there's some great tweets today. Let me find one of the gems for you. They talk about Hunter Biden, Ronna McDaniel, who is the niece of Mitt Romney, who's one of the Never Trumpers that's on life support. He's the president that's talking about Mitt Romney personally when he talks about these Never Trumpers. But it's his niece, Romney McDaniel, who writes today. She's retweeted by the president. The only value Hunter Biden brought to the table was access to his father, then Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats in the media don't want to talk about that corruption. Donald Trump is right to call it out. That's wonderful. Here's Ronna McDaniel again. Here's what she says. Does she listen to the show? Here she says, the movement Donald Trump has built is unlike anything we have ever seen. You got it, Ronna. Tens of thousands came to Dallas to show their support, and they are ready to keep America great in 2020. Let me find another one. Well, they're all great. He says, 15 hours ago, it never ends. The do-nothing Democrats are terrible. Here he goes. Our movement is a movement unlike anything our country has ever seen. That's Team Trump, the president retweeting that. And get this. Talk about support from our people. He tweets, Team Trump has raised $300 million this year. In the last 90 days, 313,000 new small donors. Joe Biden? In the third quarter, he has raised a total of $15 million. And the $1.5 billion that went to Hunter from red communist stinking China apparently didn't help. Why don't you peel off a few hundred million from that, Joe, baby, and smoke that for your campaign? There you go. Let me see. I've got a caller here. Let me go to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor James. I can feel the brimstone up here on Eastern Long Island. How are you doing?
I'm pounding the pulpit as hard as I can.
Yes. You know something? Don't cheat yourself out of any righteous indignation. You don't have to use BS. We have the lexicon approved for RBN is asshat number one, and number two, it should be bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
well,
start using that. I bet you it'll spread. I never heard it anywhere except from you.
Yeah. Well, you know, these pungent phrases, bless Donald Trump for, you know, when you're president, you know, that's what a great leader is doing. You know, the great leader is mounted up on his horse. He's wearing a red hat or he's got a shiny gold sword. And, the company colors, the division colors are right next to him. He's out in front there. I'll tell you what, he's leading the charge. You know, he's Stonewall Jackson and he's George S. Patton. That's what a real general does. That's what a real. So he's but on this question, as you mentioned, on this question of using strong language, and that's what it's about. Let's use strong language. So, you know, it's been several days since I said bullshit.
No, use the bullshit.
No. It's just. No, what do they have? There's a, no, I, you know, I'm just having fun here, but it's actually a very important subject. So calling these people, you know, sons of bitches, okay? Calling them, you know, pieces of crap, calling what they do bullshit. It's important to have, let me put it this way. You know, we're on the verge, we are in a war. There's no question we're in a war. What's at stake? A war over what? The entire future of our children, of our world. A much more important war than any we've ever been in our nation's history. Well, let me see how we're doing on time. Hang on, Ken. Hang on, Ken. You stay with me, and we'll be with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us, folks.
Still lasting here like the truth. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Let's rebuild America first. Ken, you're with us here in our last segment. And just to kind of make that point about the power. You know, we're in a war. And
oh,
in a
shit.
War, yeah, exactly. So here's a little sound clip about how, you know, certain sounds, certain words have more of a pucker factor for our enemies than others. Okay. So here's an example of a sound that has pucker factor for somebody, let's say, who's breaking into your property. Okay. This is the sound you want them to hear. Listen to this.
And breaking in. You hear them breaking in. You know they're breaking in. First of all, make sure it's actually somebody breaking in. Then I would rack my slide.
That sound, folks.
Funny.
That sound. That racking sound has very high pucker factor. Go ahead. Donald Trump has really raised the pucker factor. Go ahead.
I'd like to give you a little mini analysis. I know much isn't said about this. But
well, make it, Ken, make it very mini because we're out of time. So give us your best summary kind of thinking.
I think because of what Adam Schiff is doing, he's going to blow Israel's hold over our foreign policy. So far, Donald's given Israel everything that he wants to give
them. Well, no, wait a minute, Ken, please. You know, you're. I disagree with you tremendously, Ken. Okay, so I'm going to cut you off right there. Okay, I'm going to rack the slide right there. I disagree with you tremendously. You hate Israel. All right, that's
no, I don't,
fine.
I don't.
Don't
hate,
put that on my show, Ken. Don't put that on my show.
I don't.
Donald Trump has given Israel everything they want. Come on, this is just anti-Semitic. Listen,
no,
that's been a loser, Ken. That approach has lost the American people, your neighbors, okay, the people that you think you're trying to appeal to, but you're not, and you're not honest enough to recognize that you've just driven them away. America is never going to respond to anybody who says, you know what, we got to stick it to Israel, okay? That's been a loser for over half a century. One reason Donald Trump wins is he says the opposite of that. Donald Trump is the most popular man in Israel. And it's not because he's a wimp or a weakling or he gives in to anybody. He is a strong president and he is admired in Israel. And he's not an anti-Semite. And because of that, he's winning. And American white people, I'll just speak about white people for the moment, they respond to that. They show up by the tens and hundreds of thousands. But people out there peddling a message of, oh, you know, it's the Jews. We got to sock it to the Jews. They can't put together 25 people. They can't book a hall. They can't win a dog catcher position. So give up on that, Ken. It's a dead loser. Get back tomorrow night. Get back to the winner, the Trump phenomenon.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.